Governor Pat McCrory says he plans to sign a bill to manage North Carolina's coal ash ponds, but as Jorge Valencia reports, he may also challenge a key part of it.
The governor played a role this summer when members of the House and Senate were crafting this plan. He made suggestions of his own on what to do with Duke Energy's 100 million tons of coal ash. The bill is now on his desk, and over the weekend on the talk show NC Spin, his support for it was cautious.
I anticipate signing that. I'm not happy with the commission, and we're probably going to have to do a constitutional challenge to that commission.
The commission will oversee Duke's 33 coal ash ponds as part of the plan. The governor says he should get to name more of its members than lawmakers are allowing him.
There are so many commissions being formed with total independence, and if those commissions start doing bad jobs, there's no one in control.
Politically appointed panels may also play a central role in other areas like K-12 schools and Medicaid. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.